All right, Wayne Pond is here with the word of the day, and I think I can speak for Nikki in saying that I just can't wait.
I love it when he includes me in his little group.
Don't you love it, Nikki?
I do.
We're both the beneficiaries of low expectations.
What are you trying to say?
Well, we've set the bar pretty low this morning. So, hey, what kind of word you got?
It's not a word; it's a phrase. Get ready for this, guys. According to the wordsmith, here is a phrase from the Old West that you're just going to love. Have you ever heard the term "barking at a knot"?
No.
Barking at a knot. K-N-O-T.
No.
Well, all right. So consider yourselves newly educated. This is a phrase that comes from the Wild West, according to the wordsmith. It means wasting time or just doing something generally useless. You know, working in a radio station for 24 hours a day, that kind of thing.
No. Yeah. I get it now. Thanks. Yeah.
All right. Well, it was new to me. I hope it's new to you. Barking at a knot. I'm going to see if I can track that down. I don't know. Looking, where would you find it? Mark Twain, Bret Hart, something like
that. No telling. It's back in the day when they built everything out of logs.
I thought you were going to say something like head them off of the pass or something like that.
Well, that's another example. That'd be one that's even, you know, more cliche or more familiar to it.
Get along, little doggies.
Get along, little doggie. That's right. Well, barking at a knot. So see if you can avoid barking at a knot today, guys.
I'll do my best.
All right.
I'm going to try.
Not a word of the day. It's a phrase of the day. I don't think we need to spell it. Let's see if you can give away the Mercedes next hour.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Stay dry and stay warm.
All right, buddy. Donna.